Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chazdai, Pesach Vansir, Harav Mir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. Let me start off by speaking about Jews that I have met or that I communicate with on the internet, either that I've met in person or communicate with on the internet, who told me that they're supporting either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. You know, there seems to be no limit to the insanity that exists in this generation, this pathetic generation. I'm meeting people who support Donald Trump. I'm talking about Jews here. Who support Donald Trump. And these are Jews who claim to be against giving away any Jewish land in Israel. Who claim, a couple of them even claim to be Kahanists. And they support someone who tells us in advance, in the middle of an election year, he tells us that he is going to push relentlessly. He's going to make it his top priority to push relentlessly for an agreement for Israeli national suicide, for what he calls a peace agreement between Israel and the so-called Palestinians. There are no Palestinians. There is no Palestine. And he says Israel's going to have to make painful concessions. He's telling us this at a time when he wants our votes and our money and our support. Can you imagine what it's going to be like if, God forbid, he ever got into the White House? And Jews ignoring this, ignoring what he's telling us point blank, ignoring reality, support him. Why? I'll never know. And if you vote for him or support him, you're going to be punished. I'm telling you, it's a terrible sin to vote for this anti-Israel enemy of the Jewish people. A terrible sin. And then I meet other Jews who say that they're supporting Hillary Clinton. Now, those types of Jews we're familiar with. Jews that don't care about Israel. Jews that'll stab Israel in the back. Or Jews that say, oh, the Clintons were good for Israel. The Clintons were good for Israel? They worked relentlessly when they were in the White House. Again, to secure an agreement for Israeli national suicide. The last 2 years of Bill Clinton's administration. He was obsessed with getting an agreement. He invited Yasser Arafat, the Arab Hitler, to the White House 27 times to try to get Israel to commit national suicide. The Clinton plan, he released a plan in his last year in office for the Middle East. The Clinton plan says that Israel must surrender, Jerusalem must surrender everything and commit national suicide, go back to the pre-1967 suicidal borders. So there is no difference between Trump and Clinton on the issue of Israel. Both will pressure Israel mercilessly, relentlessly to commit national suicide. Both are catastrophic for the Jewish state and for the Jewish people, and any Jew who supports either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton is a self-hating traitor. Period. I meet American Jews who don't live in Israel, which is a terrible sin. So they don't live in the land of Israel. They're ignoring the fact that God brought us back to our Jewish homeland so that we can live in the Jewish state now. And they don't live in the land of Israel. They live in America, which in and of itself, again, is a terrible, terrible violation of what God commands us to do. And then, as if that's not enough, the one little thing they can do in America, at least vote for someone who's good for Israel, or who won't hurt Israel, even that they won't do. They're voting for someone who hurts, who will do everything in their power to hurt Israel. Trump, because of his ego, because of his megalomaniacal desire to secure an agreement, which he said, that would be the ultimate agreement, that would be the biggest agreement, that would be my fondest dream, to secure this agreement. For the Jews, it would be their greatest nightmare. And Clinton, because Hillary Clinton, because she's a Jew hater, always been a Jew hater. To vote for one of these two, that is the ultimate betrayal of Israel. And Hashem will punish you and punish you severely if you do that. We have a candidate running who actually, for the first time in decades, would actually be pro-Israel. First time in decades, the first time in American history. We've never had a pro-Israel president. Never. Never. Ronald Reagan was the best for Israel of all the presidents, but he wasn't pro-Israel. Even he did things that were bad for Israel. I'm not going to enumerate them right now because of time constraints, but he did things that are bad for Israel as well, even though he was the best of what we had so far. Ted Cruz is the one candidate who will actually be pro-Israel, who actually is more pro-Israel than Benjamin Netanyahu, the so-called prime minister of Israel. And what a sin and a crime that Jews don't do everything they can to help Ted Cruz get elected to the presidency. And so I just have to say, and I'm going to say it whether it's popular or not popular, I just have to say, God help you on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment, if you don't vote for Ted Cruz, if you don't help Ted Cruz. God help you. And for those Jews who live in Israel, I'm talking about Jews in America, and for those Jews who live in Israel, we have some lunatic Jews in Israel who live in a fantasy world, and because Donald Trump said things against Muslims, they think that that means he's pro-Israel. What are you, crazy? You know how many Nazi leaders, literally Nazi leaders in Europe, say things against the Muslims in Europe? You don't think that they're also anti-Semites? You don't think they also want Israel to be destroyed? You don't think they would do everything they can to destroy Israel, even though they also don't want Muslims in Europe? Donald Trump and his statements on Muslims have nothing to do with his anti-Israel policies, his policies in fact, if anything, he would want to prove to the Muslim world that he's not really anti-Muslim by sacrificing Israel, by making Israel the sacrificial lamb. Now, Donald Trump, in some ways, is like Arik Sharon. Arik Sharon, all the stupid, retarded Jews in our generation thought, Arik Sharon is an extreme right-winger. That's what they used to say. They used to say he's on the far right. Hayamina Kitsoni, they said. The far right. Hu Yemani Kitsoni, he's the extreme right-winger. They loved Arik Sharon. You couldn't say anything against Arik Sharon to Israeli Jews. And our great leader, Moreinu Verabeinu Harav Meir David Kahana Zecher Tzaddik VeKadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, tried to warn the Jews. He wrote articles, he made speeches, he tried to warn the Jews about Sharon. They didn't listen. They wouldn't listen, they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. Sharon Melech Yisrael Chai Chai VeKayam, which means Sharon, King of Israel. I mean, they loved Sharon. That's what they used to sing at the rallies. They adored Sharon. Including Jews who called themselves Kahanists. I mean, we have Jews who call themselves Kahanists who, like other Jews, are morons. They're also morons. Even though they call themselves Kahanists, the one logical thing, okay, the fact that they like Rabbi Kahana, that's in their favor. That's logical. But in other aspects of what they stand for, they're also morons. And we've exposed not a few of them, we've exposed some of them over the years to you. But you had these numerous Jews in Israel who worshipped Sharon, adored Sharon, and no matter what you said, you couldn't. Even after Sharon was responsible for surrendering the entire Sinai to Nazi Egypt, the worst move in Israel's history. The most disastrous of all the surrenders in Israel's history is when Menachem Begin and Arik Sharon gave away the Sinai to Egypt. And even after that, you couldn't tell the Jews anything about Sharon. You couldn't. He's a bulldozer. Who bulldozer? He's a bulldozer. He's a tough leader. And yeah, he was a tough leader and a strong leader. And he used his strength and his toughness to hurt Israel, to do the worst possible things for Israel, to get Israel to give up all of Sinai with all the Sinai oil. 3/4 of Israel. Sinai was huge. Sinai was 3/4 of Israel. Thanks to Sharon and Begin, they gave away the whole Sinai. And then he threw all the Jews out of Gush Katif, expelled them from their homes, the most dastardly crime imaginable. Only Sharon could do that, because he was a bulldozer. If we had elected a weaker leader like Netanyahu wouldn't have done Gush Katif, because he's too cowardly, he's too wimpy to do it. Not for moral reasons, Netanyahu is every bit as immoral and evil as Sharon. Every bit as immoral and evil as Sharon. And he financed the expulsion from Gush Katif. But Netanyahu was too weak and cowardly to actually go ahead with the expulsion, because it wasn't easy to do. But Sharon, the bulldozer, was able to actually carry out the horrible crime. And what a price Israel has paid for destroying the beautiful, flourishing communities in Gush Katif, for expelling 10,000 Jews from their homes, for handing over all of Gaza to the Islamic terrorists who now fire thousands of rockets all over southern Israel. What a disaster that was. And Hashem is still punishing us for that crime. For that crime, all you Jews who supported Sharon, you committed a crime. Just like you Jews who support Trump. Trump is the American Sharon. He's also a bulldozer. But he's going to use his strength and his power for evil, not for good, for evil. To hurt Israel, to bully and threaten and use the full power of the United States government and gather the whole world against Israel to push for an agreement of national suicide. That's what he's going to use his power for. He is an unbelievable existential threat to Israel. Of course, if we had a Kahanist prime minister, it wouldn't matter. But we don't. You idiots, we don't. We have a prime minister who is a coward and a wimp and a traitor. And up against a bully and a blackmailer like Donald Trump, who because of his ego will do everything he can to get Israel to commit suicide, this will be a catastrophe, God forbid. So Trump is the ultimate nightmare for Israel. And by the way, that same bulldozer personality that Trump has to push through what he wants to push through, he will use that, and he will use his cult-like following, tens of millions who follow him, like members of a cult, blindly follow him. He will use that to destroy the conservative movement in America, to destroy the Republican Party, to push through policies that will destroy America as well. Of course, God will destroy America for attempting to destroy Israel. The punishment will be very severe. And Trump will do everything in his power to get through his left-wing policies, to make deals. He said he's a deal maker. He's going to make deals with the Democrats. He's going to make deals with his friends, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, whom he's given money to. He's gave them tens of thousands of dollars in contributions. He's going to make deals with all these people, deals that will doom the United States, deals that will drown this country in debt. He's already said that the 80% of expenditures in the budget for entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all those, that's 80% of the budget. He's already said he will not even make reforms or touch any of that. He wants to increase spending in all of those areas. That will make America bankrupt. And he's a bulldozer. He'll get it through. He'll get together with the Democrats and enough Republican cutthroats, enough Republican sellouts. He'll get it through if he becomes president. He'll get those things through. And yes, Trump will turn America into a third world banana republic faster than the Democrats will. Because Trump will deport millions of illegal aliens and then bring them back through pushback amnesty. He says he's going to bring them back in. After he deports, he's going to bring them back in and make them citizens. That's much worse than what we have now. He's going to legalize them. With all his tough talk, in the end, he is the worst nightmare on the border issue, on the amnesty issue, on Israel, on all these issues. The worst nightmare. Just like Sharon in Israel was supposed to be the extreme right winger, he did the policies of the left better than the left could ever dream of doing. And Trump will carry out the policies of the left in America better than the left could ever dream of doing. But we probably won't ever have to worry about that, despite the evil people who might vote for him. We probably won't have to worry about that because I'm predicting on this program right now, and we'll see if I'm right. I predict right here and now that although Donald Trump may win the Republican nomination, God forbid we're going to try to stop him, but he may win. He's the front runner. He's the favorite. He may win the Republican nomination, God forbid. That might happen. He's not going to win in November. He's not going to win in November. You'll see. Hillary Clinton is going to beat him and beat him decisively. I mean, just aside from all the polls showing him 13 points behind Hillary Clinton, 17 points behind Hillary Clinton, showing him double-digit showing him behind by double digits even against Bernie Sanders, the socialist. Look at all the polls. Look it up, you retarded idiots. And I'm talking about you Trump, Trump cult members. I'm not referring to the great JTFers, of course, who are watching this show, because you're wonderful people. I'm talking about the retards in the Trump cult. The polls all show that Trump will lose to Hillary Clinton badly in the November election. And, by the way, if you say, well, I don't believe in polls, Trump is the one who believes in polls. Trump is the one that spends most of his speech quoting polls. He worships polls. He loves polls when they're in his favor. The same polls that he quotes all the time are all against him, though, in the election matchup against Hillary Clinton. All of them are against him. You know, we just had a poll that came out in Utah. Utah is the most conservative and the most Republican state in America. No state votes more Republican and more conservative in presidential elections than the state of Utah. The most conservative and the most Republican state in America. Utah has voted Republican in every election since 1964. And the latest poll in Utah shows Trump losing Utah, the most conservative and the most Republican state in America. Hillary Clinton, look it up on Google, Hillary Clinton is beating Donald Trump even in Utah. Bernie Sanders, the socialist, is beating Donald Trump even in Utah. And by the, you know, he says, Trump says, well, I'm going to bring states like New York into play. I'm going to carry New York. The latest poll in New York shows him losing by 19% in New York, losing overwhelmingly in his home state of New York to Hillary Clinton. So while he may be able to capture the Republican nomination, God forbid, but he may, he's certainly not going to win in November. He's not going to win in November, and you'll see if I'm right. If God forbid he gets a nomination, you're going to see if I'm right. He's not going to win. He's not going to beat Hillary Clinton. And by the way, these polls are taken before the media really unloads on him. The media is treating him with kid gloves now. There's not, you have not seen anything against him in the media like what you're going to see. Nothing. The minute he gets that nomination, you're going to have the depositions in the Trump University case this summer, in the fraud case. You're going to have day after day revelations of how he ripped people off. He's a thief and a liar and a fraud and a con artist. And all of that will come out. Can you imagine the Republican nominee? He's going to have to be deposed. He's going to have to be testifying in a fraud trial in the summer. That's what's coming. His lawyers are desperately trying to put it off until after the election. Whether they can put it off or not, it's going to be a huge issue. The media is not going to let go. You're going to see every night. You're going to see every night on the news. And you're going to see every day all over the internet. You're going to see him exposed on issue after issue after issue. With Trump, you've never had a candidate as flawed as this running for president. And so there are three possible scenarios here for JTF. What do we do as a movement? What do we do? There are only three possibilities that I could see. The first possibility is that Ted Cruz, God willing, Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing, wins the Republican nomination for president. The odds are against him. Yes, he has an uphill fight. No question, the odds are against him. But, look, you never know in life. It's theoretically possible that he could still win. If something happens and he somehow manages to beat Trump in the remaining primaries and caucuses, and you have much stronger results for him than you've had so far. If that happens, it's not impossible. It's unlikely, but it's not impossible. We'll do everything we can to bring that about. If somehow Cruz, God willing, wins the Republican nomination, then you already know what JTF is going to do. We're going to do everything we can. Everything we can between now and November to get him elected to help him defeat Hillary Clinton. And by the polls show that he can't. Cruz can beat Hillary. I'm not saying he will. I'd say it's 50-50. I think it's going to be a close race. If it's Cruz versus Hillary, because Hillary is very unpopular, she's a very flawed candidate. The only thing is, as unpopular as she is, Trump is even more unpopular than she is. Trump is the one Republican that she can beat. But anyway, with Cruz versus Hillary, I think it would be a very close race. And we would do everything we could to help Cruz win the election. So that's the first possible scenario. There are three possible scenarios. The second possible scenario that you're going to see playing out is that Trump wins the nomination, God forbid, but he wins the nomination, and it's a two-way race between Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. God forbid, but that's a possible scenario. That's very possible. If that happens, we're sitting it out. As we've told you on many programs before, we're not going to support either one of them. And the third possible scenario is a three-way race. Donald Trump, God forbid, gets the Republican nomination, Hillary Clinton the Democrat nomination, and there's a conservative third-party candidate, Rick Perry or some other conservative third-party candidate, to oppose and protest Donald Trump. If that happens, we're going to support the conservative third party. We will support the conservative third-party candidate as a protest against Donald Trump and against Hillary Clinton, but to show that we cannot accept the candidates of the two major parties. So that's where we stand. Those are the three. That's what I think are the only three things that I see right now that can possibly happen. Ted Cruz getting the nomination, which is not likely, but still possible, God willing. That's the one we want. You know what we're going to do there. We're going to do everything we can to support Cruz. Second scenario, Trump versus Clinton, two-way race. That we sit out. We're not going to be involved in that race. We sit it out. We're going to urge people not to vote in that race. And the third possible scenario is a three-way race, Trump versus Clinton versus a conservative third-party candidate. In that case, we support the conservative third-party candidate. Those are the three scenarios that I see as possibilities. Let's hope and pray it's the first one where somehow Cruz manages to win the nomination. Let's hope and pray, God willing, that that happens. Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. That's going to be until November, and then, of course, next year we have the Israeli Knesset elections. As soon as the American elections end, we got the elections for the Israeli Knesset, and, of course, we're going to be deeply involved in the Israeli Knesset elections, and you'll be seeing us doing programs and explaining to you what's going on in the Israeli Knesset elections, because we're going to be involved in that. So that's where we are. You know, I think we did something very important so far. I think JTF did something very important so far. I don't know if Cruz is going to win. It seems improbable now, unlikely, but we're going to still try. It's not over yet. We're still going to try, and we're going to do everything we can for him, and we should fight for him as hard as we can. And we will. But I think we've already done something very important. There was at least one Jewish voice standing up for Israel and for the Jewish causes and for the rights of the Jewish people in this election, and for a sane Jewish, there was at least one sane Jewish voice in this election, and that was JTF. It was the only sane Jewish voice. I see so many Jewish pundits and commentators and writers, and some of them list 10 reasons why they're voting this way or supporting that, and Israel isn't even on their list. What a generation, what a sick generation we live in. JTF unapologetically saying that we demand a candidate who will support Israel. We demand a candidate that will be against the Iranian nuclear bomb-making program, which Trump and Clinton both are going to support, are going to allow. Trump says it was a terrible agreement, but he won't rip it up. I mean, come on. The net effect of that is the same as it's. That's the same policy. That's status quo. That's status quo all the way. We performed an important service in that we were standing up. We were the true Jewish voice in this election for what Israel and the Jewish people, God's people, are supposed to be standing for, acting like a light unto the nations. We needed that one voice, and so far we've performed that function, and we're going to continue to do so, and that's very, very important. You're in the one place where there are sane Jews standing for sane policies, both for America and for Israel. And that is extremely important, an extremely important function that we have performed. And it's going to be even more important in the upcoming months, even more important that there be a sane voice to explain what's going on and take the right stands and to warn people about what's coming. And again, next year, the Israeli Knesset elections, Knesset is the Israeli parliament, the Israeli Knesset elections, which we'll be involved in. We need your help. We need your help, and we got to fight together as a team to help Ted Cruz, hopefully against the odds, but to help him in his uphill fight to win the nomination. And if he doesn't, to help create a conservative third party, we hope, to run in the November election. We need your help to make a difference and to try to influence things in Israel, and because we're still doing whatever we can to influence things in Israel, and we're going to try to influence what happens in the Israeli Knesset elections next year. We need your help for all of that. It's very important. We got to work together as a team, and if we all work together as a team and fight together as a team, we can make a difference. You know, our videos have gotten, get hundreds of thousands of views. Or if you look at all the totality of everything we're doing, we're putting up videos almost every day, many times. Almost every day we're putting up a new video. And we have videos in English and Hebrew, hundreds and hundreds of videos. And we have hundreds of thousands of views. And that makes a difference. That makes a difference. Of course, to swing an American presidential election, unless if it's a very close election, we can actually make the difference. But if it's not, it may not be enough to make the difference. But you know, God, I know that God wants us to do everything we can to the best of our ability. God doesn't demand that we succeed. He just demands that we do everything that we could do in order to make a difference. So there are four things we ask you to do in order that we succeed. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for the success of everything that we're doing. Please pray for that. Number two, please promote our Hebrew and English videos. When you see them, promote them on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, everywhere possible. Like, share, favorite, the works. Promote those videos. Very, very important. That's the second thing. Third thing, become active on our main pages. In Hebrew, hayamin.org, hayamin.org, and in English, jtf.org. Become active on those main pages. Comment and be active and check them for news every day. And the fourth thing, last but not least, checks, money orders, cash donations made out to our post office box or sent to our post office box, made out to JTF and sent to our post office box, it makes a difference. It makes a big difference. The more support we get, the stronger we are as an organization and as a movement, the more we can do to help the heroic Jewish heroes in Judea and Samaria, to help influence things in the elections in the United States and next year in the elections in Israel. The more support we get, the stronger we are, the more people we can reach, the better it is that there be at least one voice of uncompromising truth and morality and justice. Some people prefer to send checks, money orders, cash donations to the post office box. Others, for convenience, prefer with their credit card to make a donation online, which you can very conveniently do with our PayPal account. You just go to the donate button on our Hebrew website. You go to our Hebrew website, hayamin.org, and on top, in English, you see the word donate. You click on the donate button. In a couple of minutes, you can very conveniently donate to our organization. And every donation does make a difference. God bless the great JTFers who are helping us on a regular basis so that we can bring this message to as many people as possible. This is our moment of opportunity to bring the truth to people, to try to influence things as best we can. Yes, we're outgunned, and yes, it's not easy to do, but we are required to speak out and tell the truth. We are required to warn people and to do what has to be done as best we can. That's what God requires of us. Together as a team, if we fight together, we can make a difference. We can impact things. Help us, join with us, become part of this, and God willing, let's hope and pray that we can make a difference to make this a better world. Until next week, for the Jewish Task Force, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.